Let's say, there we have Kukala Nana Luhugulaba. I don't know what the hell that. It's from Hawaii, and that's all that counts. Okay, that's what we say around here. If it's from, it's, if it's from, if it's from Hawaii, that's all I give a fuck about. If it's from Hawaii. All right. How are you? Good to see you. Pre-show time. Yeah. I was just pulling up some of the news. I better not say. Wait a minute. What's going on here? We're having a little fun on social media right now. Head over to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tell us your favorite quote for the show. Add the hashtag, yeah, I like that. That's a great idea, Alex. DraftKings, yeah, I like DraftKings. DraftKings pre-roll, mid-roll, Tuesday podcast, and zing-a-ding-ding-a-ding-ding. Ring-a-ding-ding. Anybody remember, remember Bill Murray from Lost in Translation? Well, ring-a-ding-ding. All right. Boy, to have his career. To have Bill Murray's career. I'm not saying that, you know, it's been all sweetness and light for him. I have no idea. But just when you look at the trajectory and the, you know, the path of his career, I don't think Bill Murray ever failed spectacularly in any way. I think he slowly just succeeded. I mean, starting with Saturday Night Live, and then he had the great comedies that he did. Yeah, there might have been a miss there with, what was it, Razor's Edge and... I don't know, but and then you know, I think Lost in Translation is one of the best fucking movies I've ever seen. I think it's some of the best acting I've ever seen for everybody concerned, but particularly him and Scarlett Johansson. Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson, and at the end of the movie, she's crying as they're leaving each other, you know, and I'm not going to give away the movie, but it ain't what you think. I know what you're thinking right now. If you haven't seen it. And it was directed by Sofia Coppola, who was the little skinny girl that you remember in Peggy Sue Got Married. She was the younger sister of Kathleen Turner's character. And I think she was also, she had a role in Godfather 3. But her real talent was as a director. And man, that was a great movie. All right. So did we do... What the fuck is this? What is this, man? What is this goddamn... Netherlands will once again need to close prisons. Oh, this is Netherlands. Well, let's move there. North Korea fires short-range projectiles, according to South Korea. Tensions heightened. I don't think anybody in America is really... focusing too heavy on North Korea pulling anything really crazy, but that's exactly the time when things like that happen, you know. And the only reason why I say that is, it ain't like I've been around the block or anything, but just as long as I've lived in my life, when you least expect shit, that's when it happens. And when you least expect North Korea to do some silly shit, they will. Or it may be somebody else, you know. But it's, there's a, I don't know, there's a critical mass that seems to be building with just this shit. I'm not saying there's going to be anything bad, but it just seems like something sort of got to give there. But then again, we've been saying that about the Middle East, and something's been given in the Middle East for, like, forever. I mean, forever, man. You know, that shit's been happening in the Middle East, right? Let's see what we got here, man. See if I can't... give you guys some help with this, huh? Let's see.
Update from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They say that they now believe five short-range projectiles were fired into the Sea of Japan, what Koreans called the East Sea. And right. They had a range of about 200 right. kilometers. So they are short-range, which is less of a concern for those in the international community. Obviously, the medium-range and long-range concern them. But of course, for Japan, for South Korea, that is a concern that they are still testing these projectiles against UN resolutions. Americans. Certainly, if they do turn out to be ballistic missiles, then they are against UN resolutions. Also, some information from the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that since that satellite launch back on February 7th, which much of the world thought was a thinly veiled missile test, 15 projectiles have been fired on four different occasions. So this is to be expected. We are in the middle of the US-South Korean joint military drills, and every year North Korea carries out these kind of either exercises. They have their own military drills, of course, or these projectiles, missiles, rockets being fired off the coast of Korea. In fact, back in 2014, they fired 90 of these missiles, these projectiles. So certainly, this is to be expected at this time of year.
Well, thank you very much, Daisy. That's quite good of you to fill us in on that. Now, we'll be talking with Daisy a bit later on. Was Britney Spears' poolside bikini pic photoshopped? Fans seem to think so. Really? Wait a minute, man. Let me get this fucking goddamn thing going here. God, my stomach is just killing me. What is this shit?
You took your career to the next level.
Yeah.
Now what? Make the move to Merrill Edge and get access to a full range of investments, plus a single login to see your Bank of America banking and Merrill Edge investing accounts on the same page.
All right, there's no audio here, but this is Britney Spears here. Are you telling me that this is photoshopped? So if you think it's photoshopped, let's see. What am I doing? I'm a grown man. She's young enough to be my daughter. That's ridiculous. Let's get out of this. Let's just get out of it. Stop it. Quit it. No, everybody wants...
Yeah, Trey, that's lowest.
Everybody wants to think the worst of Britney goddamn Spears. Let's see here, man. I don't know. Oh, I don't want to see that mother. Forget it. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? All right. That's that. The next thing we got here is jury tax on $25 million Gawker's bill in the Hulk Hogan case. Christ. A Florida jury assessed Gawker Media millions more in punitive damages on Monday for having invaded the privacy of the retired wrestler Hulk Hogan, adding to the $150 million award. If just so you guys know, because I read an interview with this guy, who's the guy, Denton, this will put him, if they lose on appeal, this will put Gawker out of business. I don't know if any of you give a shit. I know a great many people who are fans of the different, you know, BuzzFeed, all these different sites, but Gawker will be out of business. And he said as much in this interview. He says, we have to pay that. We're fucked on wheels. They said they would appeal. Huge damage awards in cases like these are often overturned or significantly reduced. On Friday, the news site was found liable for harming Mr. Bollea. Terry Bollea is the real name of Hulk Hogan. Subjecting him to embarrassment and humiliation, posted a video of him in a behind-closed-doors sexual encounter that millions of people watched. Gawker.com often trafficked in salacious farce affairs, before recently turning much of its attention to politics and other milder topics. Heather Dietrich, President General Counsel of Gawker Media, said in a statement that soon after Mr. Bollea sued the company in 2012, three state appeals court judges, a federal judge, repeatedly ruled that Gawker's post was newsworthy under the First Amendment. We expect that to happen again. Here's the thing about that. It's got to be news. It has to be in the public interest. That's what they mean by newsworthy. In the public interest. Is it in the public interest for Hulk Hogan to be, you know, banging the wife of his best friend? I have no idea, by the way, you know, if Bubba the Love Sponge, who is, you know, we're familiar with him, and he, you know, we're acquaintances and courteous and friendly acquaintances of Bubba's show. Nice man. I've never met his wife. I've never met any of his... I've met his sister, Tara, who's a wonderful chick. Nice lady. And I've met his manager, and everybody's been great. But the point that I'm trying to make here is I don't know his children, I mean, his kids or his wife. But my understanding is told his radio listeners at the NFPA that Mr. Valian knew he was being videotaped at the time. Mr. Glenn later retracted those assertions. Huh. Well, I mean, here's the thing. They're friends. So, you know, this is life, man. Yeah, the juries can often come in with a higher award than what the plaintiffs are asking in a civil case, which is sort of interesting. Nonetheless, true. They may say, you know what? We think that this person has been so damaged that what they're asking for isn't enough. So they made this another $25 million. I don't know what that comes, $115 to $130 million. Fucking hot as a motherfucker in this joint. Elon Musk splits with actress Tallulah Riley for the second or third time. We're not sure. Maybe the SpaceX billionaire has disrupted the idea of marriage and divorce. What? This guy, Elon Musk, did he invent some fucking car or something? I'm not really sure. He's worth estimated 13.7. Why don't you run for president, man? Anybody, any billionaire but Trump. How about that? No? All right. Just a thought. Just a thought. Let's see what we can do here. Hip you to what's happening here with Elon Musk. You got a news story coming up shortly on a little background of this motherfucker and his divorce.
Hey, I'm Derek Muller, and it is my utmost pleasure. Who says that bullshit? It is my absolute...
Wait. What happened to the goddamned fucking... What's happened to the fucking screen here, man? You know, I'm getting really sick of this shit. The network... I'm losing this fucking network. I'm losing the network... computer. Every time I open this goddamn fucking bitch up, it closes spontaneously. What's the story here? Damn it. Let's fix this motherfucker, okay? Whatever's changed about it, let's fix it. Let's get this thing. It just fucking bailed on me again. God damn it. Fucking tired of this shit, man. What? Is this just some... Watch this thing go dark again. Because this, what is this? Another fucking update on this piece of shit? This is the, what I mean by the network computer, okay? So you can see what's happening here on my computer. And like, for instance, I was going to, you know, run this story. Now, maybe, I don't know what's happened, but it went dark twice. It's probably going to go black again here. There, it just went dark again, motherfucker. What in the fuck is wrong with this thing, man? Let's fix it once and for goddamn all. If there are... And by the way, these new bands for this thing, they don't work for shit, man, because you can hear... See that? I can hear every goddamn little fucking sound coming off of this thing. You know, every time I hit this microphone. The other... It's obviously these are far too tight. Yeah, that's right. That's the life, man. You know, when you think I'm bitchy, you got to see some guys that I've been around in the course of my career doing this kind of work, broadcasting, radio work, whatever. I mean, some of these guys are fucking like Attila the fucking Hun, man. I'm much milder than some people. Goddamn motherfucker. It's fucking... Every time I'm dealing with this goddamn thing. If I close out the computer, then that means I'm going to have a problem Let me see here. If I stop now, I've got 13 minutes. Jesus Christ. Pain in the ass. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So now we are moving on to number 13. Yep, I just lost the fucking computer. So that was just, that was bullshit, man.
Yeah, he was, I had sex with his wife, and I knew that he was, I'm familiar with that, yeah, because I have been involved in wrestling myself for a number of years, and that's a, and I've been involved with wrestling myself for a number of years, you know. Oh, yeah, I mean, I've been involved with wrestling myself for a number of years, and I think, well, yeah, I've been involved with wrestling myself for a number of years. I've been involved with wrestling myself for a number of years, and you'll be surprised how bad it can be, you know. I've been involved with wrestling. Well, there was a videotape, and what was taking place was fairly graphic. I around the world, I mean, everything. There was much of it, a very graphic, you would see. And he came into the room, and I looked up, or she looked up.
Did you see him, too?
No, I was blocked from seeing him. She looked up, though, but my head was...
We understand. Thank you.
All right. So I could not have done that. She looked up, and she kept saying, hey, Bob, hey, Bob, hey, Bob. And I said, yeah, and...
Well, what? So you didn't see this guy?
No, she saw him because she looked up.
I know she looked up. You've got her.
Test day 1, 2. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh. What are you doing, Henry? I'm not even looking for this. I'm looking for the, I'm looking over the four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
I have been involved in that, yes, sir. Well, I have been involved in that, yes. I didn't think that there was any possibility that I could be involved. And he was a good friend of mine. But unfortunately, what transpired, Mr. Henry, was a series of... This man was a good friend of mine. He was a disc jockey at a local station, and much of it mirrors the situation with this Mr. Love, not Love Sponge, but...
Oh, I know what I was going to do. Yeah, okay. That's pretty sick, Henry. There's 6 minutes. This is, What? I don't understand this, man. I got 5 motherfucking stories. 5 motherfucking stories. Why am I always coming up fucking short with this shit? 1, 2, here's the Gawker story. 3, God damn it. The fuck, man? I've never seen anything like it before in my life. I walk into this motherfucking studio, and suddenly the laws of physics, everything goes out the window. Netherlands, North Korea. Where's this Britney Spears fucking story? God. Come on, motherfucker. Let's go, motherfucker. Let's go.
You used to call me on your cell phone.
There's that goddamn Britney fucking Spears story. I got the Gawker story. And here's this motherfucking Elon Musk. That's it. I forgot to do this because I was fucking around with this goddamn computer. God damn it. What is this shit, man? Oh, man. Unreal. North Korea. Britney Spears. Wait, man. Okay. What does that say, man? What the fuck? Well, that's right. Okay, so we're going to 13 minutes. Is that it? Yeah, I got 4 minutes left in this piece of shit. What? I don't understand this fucking story, this Elon Musk fucking story. But you know what? People can do whatever they want, man. Fuck, Jesus.
You know, Mr. Henry, I'll tell you something. You know, Mr. Henry, I'll tell you something.
Justin McElroy. Shh.
Fuck. You used to call me on your cell phone. Fuck.
Okay. North Korea. All right, so I got Justin McElroy, and I've got that guy. I don't think Herb Sewell would be Ted Bell. No, Korea. Ted Bell. All right, man. And, okay. Ted Bell. And, got this other guy who's,
They're all right at 11, 7, a crap 11.
And then, Justin McElroy, who is at, like a malt shop or some shit, probably. Or state school. Testing 1, 2. Today's podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Golf's first major is right around the corner, and you can play one-week fantasy golf now for free at DraftKings.com. The first major in golf, by the way, is the Masters. And let me tell you something about the Masters. You don't want to try and pick the Masters unless you are a master at picking... Well, I don't know.
Seems to me you could just take a wild... This you got to be kidding me with golf.
Well, taking a wild guess out of a field of, over 100 guys? I don't know, man. But the Masters, and then there comes the...
Wait, I know this. The Masters, and then...
Yeah, Margaret.
Wait a minute. And it's not Margaret, by the way. It's Ms. Gray.
Yeah.
The Masters, and then the U...
Yeah, the U.S. Open.
Right.
And then the British Open. Let's try this again.